This is Not So Platonic Ideal, a The Flash DC's Legends of Tomorrow fanfic, written by Nir Jeski and read by Rena Jenkins,
Carbon Copies,
and KLB.
This story contains the pairing Barry Allen McRory, with additional tags for roommates, not necessarily an alternate universe, unresolved sexual tension, resolved sexual tension. Summary. How is it that between him and Mick freaking Rory, Barry's the bad roommate? For the prompt, character A has a roommate for the first time, but is used to walking around naked in their apartment and forgets they share the space now.
Very funny, Mick tells the whole lot of them. I'm dying of laughter here. Now, what are we really going to do?
We're serious,
Sarah says, crossing her arms in front of her.
Mick, you said yourself that there's not a lot of ways to hide yourself from these time assassin knights. I believe they refer to themselves as the Templars of Time,
Stein points out.
That ain't better, Gray,
Jack says.
Yeah, well, them,
Sarah says, glaring at both of them.
Anyway, you told us the only way to hide from them is to be in the shadow of someone with a massive impact on the timeline. A key figure, or a speedster. And the Flash is both.
Mick rubs his eyes as if that will make the stupidity go away. You all remember that I was his supervillain, right? He asks. We fought. I hurt his friends. He's not going to agree.
He already has,
Ray says triumphantly.
He believes in second chances, Mick.
Haircut, there's second chances, and then there's moving your second chances into your brand new and very flammable apartment.
Actually, it's a refurbished pre-war apartment,
the Flash remarks from where he's been sitting in the back of the room.
Lots of exposed brick.
Still flammable, okay? Trust me. There's a reason I usually stay in warehouses. Now why the hell are you agreeing to this?
I just said the place was a refurbished pre-war apartment.
The Flash says with a sigh, pulling one long leg up onto his chair and dropping his chin onto his knee.
Elevator, doorman, the works. In short, I need help with the rent.
Didn't he get left a chunk of change by that evil mentor guy?
Ray asks.
Well, apparently, in this timeline, I put it all into Star Labs because I didn't want anything to do with evil Wells' money. That's how they built the speed lab and stuff like that.
The Flash says, wrinkling his nose at his past self's thoughtless idealism.
Looking at my bank account was not fun, let me tell you that. Ouch.
Why do you think I'm gonna pay rent? Mick says, crossing his arms.
You have money,
Sarah points out.
You told me you have money.
It's the principle of the thing.
The principle here is staying alive.
And what if I burn the place down? Mick asks mutinously, even though he can feel himself losing this argument.
I'll be there, literally, to stop you,
the Flash points out, quite reasonably. You'll have to tell me who you are, Mick points out in return.
You don't already know?
The Flash says, looking impressed.
Good on you, Snart.
Actually, Mick just hadn't cared enough to pay attention to the fact that the other guys kept slipping up and calling the Flash Barry. Because he might be a criminal, but he's not enough of a jerk to call people by anything other than what they say they wanted to be called. But whatever. The Flash is suddenly standing right in front of Mick, cowl down, hand outstretched, and a great big grin on his surprisingly attractive face.
My name's Barry Allen,
he says.
Nice to meet you, roomie.
This is going to be terrible.
Somehow, when Barry had thought about this whole roommate thing, he'd imagined a lot more, well, conflict. Mick Rory, arsonist extraordinaire, ex-supervillain, ex-bounty hunter, it didn't really sound like something that was going to make for excellent roommate material. Honestly, Barry had already come up with a half dozen stories to tell people about how he had an awful roommate and how he really couldn't go out tonight. Sorry, have to make sure the guy isn't going to burn down the apartment. Again. Turns out, he was being super judgy without any basis whatsoever, because he is totally wrong. Oh, no. It turns out that Mick Rory is a great roommate. He keeps his stuff surprisingly tidy. He keeps Barry's stuff tidy, too. He says it's habit from being in prison. He's quiet at night, also prison, he respects Barry's food and never steals it. There's criminal, and there's just being rude. And that's just rude, apparently. He keeps his music and movies down to a reasonable volume. When Barry isn't watching along, because Mick apparently has excellent taste in underrated action flicks. He's willing to split Netflix costs. He even does the laundry. Sometimes by hand. What the hell? You know we have a washing machine, right? Barry asks desperately.
Yeah,
Mick says.
But this says hand wash only, and it's not like I'm doing anything else.
Barry would be so much more okay with this if Mick didn't do the laundry in their bathroom while half naked. Mick Rory, apparently, does not approve of shirts if it's not necessary. Not while he's doing the laundry. Not while he's watching TV. Not while he's doing an impressively lengthy and absolutely hypnotizing workout routine that involves a fair amount of grunting and sweating. In fairness, you don't get muscles like that just by sitting around all day. Barry has no idea why he thought that. But still, exercise routine of partial undress. Every day. In sum total, Barry's totally not going to survive this. It's been less than a week, and he's in hell. Hot, perfect roommate hell. How is it that between him and Mick freaking Rory, Barry's the bad roommate?
Hey, Scarlett,
Mick says.
I've got a craving for Italian. You mind?
Not at all, Barry says automatically, brain still stalled on the fact that Mick asks permission for shit like that. His last roommate once put a whole box of curry on Barry's bed, and it stained so deep the mattress had to be sent out for cleaning. Can I have some?
Sure,
Mick says. Barry comes home after another endlessly long day with Julian. Man, Barry hates that guy. To find that Mick has apparently spent his day achieving godhood when it comes to the roommate ideal. Mountains of perfectly cooked pasta, steaming hot in several different bowls, a hearty meat sauce that smells like heaven, large, plump meatballs covered in sauce, eggplant parm and chicken and lemon, at least three different types of roasted vegetables. There were even breadsticks. Garlic breadsticks. Holy crap, Barry says.
Haircut mentioned you have a high metabolism,
Mick says with a shrug. He's shirtless again. Barry's life is so unfair.
So I made extra. Too much?
Wait, did you? Barry looks around. No takeout boxes. Did you say you made this?
Sure,
Mick says.
I used to work as a cook in between real jobs, you know, when we were laying low.
Incredibly attractive roommate, does the laundry, cleans the living room, and cooks. Doesn't mind Barry running out at all hours to do flash things. Knows about the flash thing. Barry is abruptly possessed by the desire to run back in time and bring his mother forward, because this is seriously take him home to meet the parents' territory. And they're not even dating. Pity that. Also, is Barry actually putting anything into this roommate relationship other than his half of the rent? The food is just as divine as it smells. I'm the bad roommate, Barry says to Mick halfway through dinner. Mick's brought out some excellent beer, which Barry can appreciate the taste of, even without being able to get drunk. Tastier than wine, too. I can't believe I'm the bad roommate here. Not that you're not great. You are great. How are you such a great roommate?
I used to live with Leonard Snart,
Mick says dryly.
It's all self-defense.
Huh. So was he the messy one?
You know how there are those videos online of asshole cats that seem to find pleasure knocking things over?
Yeah?
That's Snart.
Wow. So much is explained.
I know, right?
After that, things just sort of get easier. Harder. Barry's slowly going insane, okay? He comes home one day and Mick's watching TV wearing nothing but a towel. Barry squeaks.
Oh, hey, Scarlett,
Mick says, twisting around to look at him.
You're home early.
Julian had to go out for a thing, Barry says, watching a droplet of water slowly make its way down Mick's collarbone. So I finished up all my work super fast and came home. You realize you're naked? Mick blinks.
Oh, yeah,
he says.
Sorry, I forgot that was a thing.
You forgot that was a thing? Mick shrugs.
Never seemed that important. Do you mind?
Barry is going to have images of a mostly naked Mick Rory, now in beautiful high definition, going through his mind forever. Possibly accompanied by a mostly naked Leonard Snart. Bad brain! Bad! Bad brain! Barry is so busy yelling at his brain about not lusting over possibly dead supervillain slash heroes in conjunction with his current supervillain slash hero slash roommate, he's not actually sure how he ends up making out with Mick on the couch. I think I've ruined everything, he tells Julian the next day.
I don't care,
Julian replies. It was bad enough when he was just shirtless and doing the laundry and stuff, you know? Barry says.
I don't know. I also don't care.
And, I mean, laundry and cleaning the apartment, that's already great for a roommate. And, I mean, he was always shirtless. I've mentioned the shirtless thing, right?
So very many times already. Please, feel free to stop any time.
But then he turned out to be able to cook. And he's funny. And he's surprisingly nice, which I totally wouldn't have expected.
You remember I hate you, right?
Ditto. Anyway, it's like we hated each other, but now it turns out he's this great person underneath. Was I just being judgy? And I don't know if I've mentioned this, but he's like insanely attractive and a really great kisser.
Please have your gay crisis somewhere else.
Oh, no, I've been out as bi for years, Barry says distractedly. Anyway, it's just, I know he's still hung up in his old partner, you know? Guy just died. Am I moving too quickly? Do I want to be moving quickly? Do I want to be doing this at all?
Please kill me.
What was that?
Nothing.
It's just, he has some history with my friends and me, you know? And he's still got some problems with the fire thing and all. But he's so much better. You can really see how good of a guy he is, but everyone's going to go ballistic.
You know what? I think I'm done with this sample. Why don't we take off early for lunch?
Julian announces. What? Really? Barry says, blinking. You never want to take off early.
I am making an exception,
Julian says through gritted teeth. Huh. Barry wonders what's bugging him. Luckily, instead of having to go home and face the music and the attractive roommate with whom he was making out yesterday, there's a metahuman attack. Barry is so happy he could hug them. Except for the fact that they're apparently a pointy hedgehog-like creature. Someone actually went to Dr. Alchemy and asked to be turned back into this thing. Some people, man. Turns out those quills explode and the encasing renders the meta virtually impossible to fight, though, which is super annoying. Mick ends up coming in to help with his heat gun, which sets off a few of the exploding quills right on the guy's back, knocking him out and disabling him long enough for the CCPD to take him in. Barry ends up making out with Mick again, but the guy did just help him save Central City. It seems only fair. Are we dating? He asks at one point. That seems like an important point to make.
Does dating mean more kissing?
Yes.
Then we're dating.
Good to know, Barry says, and climbs into Mick's lap. Maybe if he gets Mick to cook for them, all his family and friends won't kill him when he explains.
The end.